Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space, to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hello all, and welcome to episode 120, The Power of Letting Go. You know, I made this post on my Heidi Dallaire Facebook page the other day. It was just a text post. It was a quote by an author, Brianna Wiest. And in a moment, I'm going to read it because it is that powerful. Well, this post, it was just a text post, got more comments and interactions than some of my most popular posters. And it really got me thinking because it's a long passage that, first of all, people took time to read it and also fully connect to it and feel the power of it and also admit their situation in this. So this really actually goes out to the people pleasers in the world. And I would have to say that 95% of the women who commented, 95% of the people who commented were women, which, you know, goes into that whole aspect of we have kept ourselves quiet for so long and kept ourselves in the background, not allowed ourselves to be the fullness of who we are, chasing after love, chasing after people who aren't actually really ready to love us. And yet we've held on to them. We've people-pleased our way into thinking something about love when it's actually only attachment. So I'd really like you to feel into the power of this passage by, again, author Brianna Wiest. It goes along with the podcast and video episode of the conversation I had with Kat Knott last week about becoming the fullness of who you are and not apologizing for it, really. Letting go and moving on from the people who cannot see you. So here we go. Again, this is a passage by author Brianna Wiest. Let go the people who are not prepared to love you. This is the hardest thing you will have to do in your life, and it will also be the most important thing. Stop having hard conversations with people who don't want change. Stop showing up for people who have no interest in your presence. I know your instinct is to do everything to earn the appreciation of those around you, but it's a boost that steals your time, energy, mental, and physical health. When you begin to fight for a life with joy, interest, and commitment, not everyone will be ready to follow you in this place. This doesn't mean you need to change what you are. It means you should let go of the people who aren't ready to accompany you. If you are excluded, insulted, forgotten, or ignored by the people you give your time to, you don't do yourself a favor by continuing to offer your energy and your life. The truth is, you are not for everyone, and not everyone is for you. The more time you spend trying to make yourself loved by someone who is unable to, the more time you waste depriving yourself of the possibility of this connection to someone else. There are billions of people on this planet, and many of them will meet you at your level of interest and commitment. The more you stay involved with people who use you as a pillow, a background option for a therapist for emotional healing, the longer you stay away from the community you want.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and
6'1" since that matters.
And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Maybe if you stop showing up, you won't be wanted. Maybe if you stop trying, the relationship will end. Maybe you have stopped texting, the phone will stay dark for weeks. That doesn't mean you ruined the relationship. It means the one thing holding it back was the energy that only you gave to keep it. This is not love. It's attachment. It's wanting to give a chance to those who don't deserve it. You deserve so much. There are people who should not be in your life. The most valuable thing you have in your life is your time and energy, and both are limited. When you give your time and energy, it will define your existence. When you realize this, you begin to understand why you're so anxious when you spend time with people in activities, places, or situations that don't suit you and shouldn't be around you. Your energy is stolen. You'll begin to realize that the most important thing you can do for yourself and for everyone around you is to protect your energy more fiercely than anything else. Make your life a safe haven in which only compatible people are allowed. You are not responsible for saving anyone. You are not responsible for convincing them to improve. It's not your work to exist for people and give your life to them. If you feel bad, if you feel compelled, you will be the root of all your problems, fearing that they will not return the favors you have granted. It's your only obligation to realize that you are the love of your destiny and accept the love you deserve. Decide that you deserve true friendship, true commitment, and complete love with healthy and prosperous people. Then wait and see how much everything begins to change. Don't waste time with people who are not worth it. Change will give you the love, the esteem, happiness, and the protection you deserve. Damn, that's one good piece of writing. And I love it. And I talk about this all the time. I talk about being a recovering people pleaser. I talk about letting go of the people who do not serve you anymore. It's one of the hardest things to do, but it is also for your soul, for your being. Stop holding yourself back. You know, we hang on to certain people because we think they're the only ones who will love us. That is a crock of crap. And I'm putting that super lightly. That is a crock. There are so many people who will love you. If you shine the light that you have brightly, do not dim yourself down anymore. No more. And yeah, I feel like I'm on a little bit of a rampage here or a rant or just, damn. It's time. It is time to step into the fullness of who you are, into the entirety of who you are without apologies. No, that does not give you the right to go around and be an asshat or a jerk to people. It just means stop hiding yourself away. Stop giving yourself away to people who cannot see you for who you are or love you for who you are. You can't convince them. There's nothing you can do more and more and more and more of to make that happen. It just happens with the people who do see you. When you open yourself up, when you open your heart fully, you will attract the right people to your life. You will attract the right situations to your life to then bring these people in. I speak from experience. I've seen it in my own clients. I've seen it in my friends. I've seen it in my family that once they cut ties to people and move on from chasing after love and affection and appreciation, you stop chasing and start allowing, start opening the valve to allow you out and people in that truly see you, your life changes dramatically and for the better. So with that, please let go of the people who do not see you. Be all of yourself in an entirety. Don't be afraid. If you're struggling with that, I'd love to hear about it. Shoot me an email. Contact me through HeidiDelair.com. Reach out. Have a strategy session with me. Let's talk about it. Let's work it out. You know? And there are many other podcast episodes that are here to support you, especially just even the last one, episode 119 with Kat Knott. Okay? Let go. Let go. Don't waste time with people who are not worth it. Time is limited, folks. What are you going to do with your one precious life, as Mary Oliver would say? With that, I wish you all a lovely day, evening, morning, whatever it may be. Sending lots of love. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDelair.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at HeidiDelair or LoveWideOpen on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.